So let's review. Our daf begins with a braisa that presents three unusual cases of chalitza. Yesh chalitz le'imay misafik. The Gemara with Rashi explains, Yaakov v'Rachel had a son Yosef, and Reuven v'Chana had a son Chetzron. These two families are not related. Each then had another son, Levi v'Yehuda, who got mixed up at birth. Subsequently, Yaakov and Reuven died, and Yosef married Chana, and Chetzron married Rachel, and they each died without children. Now, Levi v'Yehuda must each do chalitza with both Chana and Rachel, because we don't know which one is Yosef's brother and which one is Chetzron's brother. Rashi describes it as follows. Levi v'Yehuda to Chana and Rachel are, one is Benah, her son, and one is Yevamah, her Yavam, her husband's brother. Nimtza kol echad v'echad, choylitz li'imim esafik. Each of them did chalitza with his mother. Choylitz la'choysim esafik. The Gemara with Rashi explains. Yaakov and Rachel had a son, Yosef. Yaakov also had two sons, Levi v'Yehuda, from Leah, which makes them Yosef's achin mina'av. Yaakov died, and Rachel married Nachshon, with whom she had a daughter, Sarah, which makes her Yosef's achaysay mina'im. At the same time, an unrelated woman gave birth to a daughter, Rivka, and the two daughters got mixed up. Later, Levi v'Yehuda married Sarah v'Rivka, to whom they are not related, and died without children. They both fall for Yibim to Yosef, their husband's brother. However, Chaylitz Lishtein, he cannot do Yibim because one of them is an Erva of a Chaysa Minoim, which makes her Patra Miyibim Chalitza and Aser. However, he must give Chalitza to both because one is not related to him and Chayiv Biyibim Chalitza. Nimtza Chaylitz Lachaysa Misafik, he did Chalitza with his sister. Chaylitz Lebita Misafik. The Gemara with Rashi explains. The wives of Reuven and Kalev gave birth to two girls, Sarah and Rivka, who got mixed up at birth. Later, Reuven's brothers, Levi and Yehuda, married Sarah and Rivka and died without children. Chaylitz l'shtein. Reuven cannot do Yibim because one of them is an Erva of Bitai, which makes her Patra Miyibim Chalitza and Aser. However, he must give Chalitza to both because one is not related to him and Chayiv Miyibim Chalitza. Nimtza Chaylitz l'Bitai Misafik, he did Chalitza with his daughter. The Gemara presents a braisa with another unusual case. Tanya, Hayirmeya Omer, Ish v'Isha pa'amim shemelidin chamesh umais. There's a case where a man and woman could give birth to five sons who each have a different halachic status. A non-Jew had an Eved v'Shifcha who had two sons, and one of them converted. All four are not avadim, because a non-Jew cannot halachically own avadim. Therefore, the sons are one ger and one levi kachavim. If a Yid then bought this Eved v'Shifcha, they become Avadim. And if they then have another son, he is an Eved, the third category. If the owner then freed the Shifcha, and she did an Aver with the Eved, and they had another son, he is a Mamzer. Because this Braisa holds, Eved Kachavim ve'Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. If the owner then freed the Eved, and the former Eved v'Shifcha, who are now both Yisraelim, got married and had another son, that son is likewise the Yisrael. Hence, all five sons each have a different halachic status. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'isha shenis'arav v'lad de b'vlad kalasa. This scenario is as follows. Yaakov v'Rachel had three sons, Reuven, Yosef, and Binyamin. Reuven married Chana and had two sons, Chanoch v'Chetzron. Rachel and Chana, her daughter-in-law, then each had another son, Levi v'Yehuda, who got mixed up at birth. Hegdilu hatarubis v'nasu noshim v'mesu. If Levi v'Yehuda grew up and married Sarah v'Rivka and then died childless, b'nei hakalo cheltzim v'lemiyam. The sons of Chana, Chanoich v'chetzren, must do chalitza with both wives because each one is safek eshes achiv, possibly their brother's wife, and chay b'yim chalitza. However, they may not do yibum because each one is safek eshes achiyav, possibly their uncle's wife, and also to them. The sons of Rachel, Yosef and Binyamin, may then do either chalitza or even yibum. Shesafik eishes achiv ve'eishes ben achiv, because the wives are each possibly their brother's wife and chayv yibum chalitza, possibly their nephew's wife, and mutter to them, to Yosef and Binyamin, after having received chalitza from chanoich b'chetzrin. The Mishnah presents the above scenario in different circumstances. Mesu hakasherim. The Gemara explains this to mean mesu havadoyin. The definite sons married and died childless. It depends. Hataruvis lebnei hazakena choltsim lemiyamin. If Rachel's sons Yosef and Binyamin married Sarah Rivka and died childless, Levi Yehuda must do chalitza, but may not do yibum. Shehu safik eishes achev ve'eishes achiyav, because each one is possibly their brother's wife, and chayev be yibum chalitza, possibly their uncle's wife, and also to them. Lebnei hakala echad chaylitz ve'echad miyabim. If Chana's sons Chanoich ve'chetzrin married Sarah Rivka and died childless, Levi Yehuda, one of them first does chalitza with both widows, and then one of them may do yibum. For example, Levi must first do chalitza with both because each one is possibly his brother's wife, and chayv be yibum chalitza, and Yehuda may then marry both of them because one of them is his brother's wife, with whom he's performing yibum, and Levi's chalitza with her was nothing because she must then be Levi's nephew's wife, and the other widow must be his nephew's wife, whom he's marrying after she received chalitza from Levi, to whom she's his brother's wife. However, one may not first do yibum, because if she's his nephew's wife, it's an iser yivamo l'shuk. The Mishnah continues, Kehenes shenis arv vlad bevlad shevchasa. If a kehenes and her shevcha had sons, they got mixed up at birth. Hare elu eichlin b'truma. Since one is the son of a kohen and one is the eved of a kohen, both may eat truma. But they receive only one portion of truma. The einam metamal amesim, they may not be metamal to a dead person because each is a suffik kain, and sveka der rice al lachumra. The einam naisin nashim, being kasheris, being pasulis, and they may not marry anybody, whether the women are kasheris or whether they are pasulis, since a kain may not marry a shefcha, and an eved may not marry a yisraelis. The Mishnah said, v'chalkin chalik echad begarin. The Gemara explains that it's obvious that they only receive one portion of Truma. The Mishnah means to say, they receive Truma only if they are both present. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, we do not give Truma to an Eved unaccompanied by his master because one who is known to receive Truma is elevated to the status of a kohen. Rabbi Yossi says the Eved can say, Im kohen ani, tnu li b'shvil atzmi. Im Eved kohen ani, tnu li b'shvil rabbi. I am entitled to receive truma either as a kohen or as a servant of a kohen. And we give it to him. Because Im kohen mishal Rabbi Yossi, lo ha'imalim mitruma liyuchsin. Receipt of truma does not elevate him to the status of a kohen. The Gemara proceeds with a related brisa. Tana Rabbanan, asara ein cholken lam truma beveis agronis. There are 10 people who are not given their own portion of truma. Cheresh, shaita, cotton, because lav b'nei dein inu. Tumtum andregnis, because beryu b'fnei atzman inu. Oral, tamei, mishum d'me'isi. Rashi explains all the above as zilusi de truma, degrading to the truma. Eved, because dilma osu la'asuka mitruma le'yuchsin. Noisi isha shein hagenis loy mishum k'nasa. Isha. There's a machlekes, chadam mishum gerusha, the person at the granary may not know that she's divorced and not eligible for truma. Chadam mishum yichud, the nafkamina would be, in two cases, dimakarev, if the granary is close to the city, the person there will know that she's divorced. However, v'le shchichbu inchi, there are no people around and there's an issue of yichud. Dimarachik, if the granary is far from the city, the person there will not know that she's divorced. However, b'shchichi ba'inshi, there are people there, and there is no issue of yichud.